What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Smart Eyewear Highlight, sponsored by Innovative Eyewear, developer of cutting-edge Lucid Bluetooth glasses for music, calls, and AI access. Lucid Eyewear is convenient, multifunctional, and user-friendly, meeting the needs of the optical, hearable, and digital assistant markets. Innovative Eyewear, NASDAQ trading symbol LUCY, Lucy. Web address lucid.co. That's LUCYD.co. The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon, at Michael_Yon. We last spoke when he was at the Madden Dam, built in 1935 as part of the water apparatus of the Panama Canal Zone. Panama Canal was created, developed, built almost by hand, but certainly by railroad and steam shovel, the beginning of the 20th century. It has been a vital part of the defense of North America and the United States and two oceans for more than 100 years. Right now it's going through a bad patch because there's a drought. The water in the canal is not adequate for the full loads of ships coming through, so they have to semi-unload and go through without as much cargo. However, Michael has had an opportunity in these last hours in an airplane to fly over the Panama Canal, the whole length of it, from one ocean to another, and the ships waiting on either side, the Pacific side or the Atlantic side, to get through and to learn what those ships represent. Michael, a very good evening to you. A spectacular trip. You've flown over the Panama Canal. What was your first impression? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening. Yeah, yesterday at 8 in the morning when the weather was still good, we got up in a two-engine airplane and flew. We wanted to check out the ends of the canal. For instance, the traffic jam that's out over the Pacific and the Atlantic. So first we flew over the entire canal. Keep in mind, the day before, by the way, we went out in a boat and went to Gatun Lake. And by the way, the Zonians here don't like to call it Gatun Lake. They like to call it Gatun Lake. So we went out on Gatun Lake and saw thousands and thousands of exposed trees that have been that were covered up by the dam. You know, when Gatun Lake filled more than a century ago, there was thousands, many thousands. In fact, we droned it, and it was the treetops as far as you can see, and because the lake is so low. And then we continued. Then we saw that from the air yesterday, flying, and then flew out across, you know, the breadth of the Panama Canal, which actually goes north to south, not east to west. So we were flying north to the Atlantic, and then flew out over all these ships. There's so many ships. You can see them on Maritime Tracker or ShipTracker.com. You can see them yourself, and took a bunch of pictures of those ships. And compared them to the Maritime Tracker to see if it looked accurate. It looked accurate. And then flew back over the entire canal again to the Pacific side and did the same. There's traffic jams on both sides. The Gatun Lake and the other water resources here are quite low, although I'm looking at a huge amount of rain clouds right now. But now this is causing some significant problems with the traffic jams. Everybody is hoping and praying that they'll get a lot more rain here in the next couple of months. If not, this could be a big problem for not just Panama, but for the United States and the world, who is so dependent upon this canal. Interestingly, too, there's increasing salinity problems from salt. Actually, weirdly, the salt water goes uphill and through the locks, and it's getting into some of the fresh water there. And now you can get tarpon in Gatun Lake. And snook, there's snook there. They believe snook have transited the Atlantic and come out in the Pacific. And so now there's snook on the Pacific side that came from the Atlantic. You know, when they lock the locks and do their things, eventually things transit. Interestingly, too, that as the ships leave the lock into the Pacific, the salt water that fills behind them goes into the lock and gets shut in that lock. And then through the process of the, you know, other locks, you'll end up with salt getting into Madden Lake and Gatun Lake, which could have serious effects ultimately for the water supply of the city I'm in now, which is Panama City. Interestingly, too, in Panama City, I know this is Central America, but you can drink the water out of a tap. I've got a glass of water sitting on my desk that I actually got out of the tap and did not put through my filter. I carry a filter with me around the world. But here, believe it or not, because the United States built this water system, it's actually safe to drink right out of the tap. And, you know, I don't know how long that's going to last with the increasing salinity problems. Smithsonian is down here studying this, as are others. But it looks like there was just a design flaw, especially with the new, the much larger canal that was built parallel to the 1914 canal that opened in 1914, is adding to the salinity problems. Yeah, so this is the, as you know, the Panama Canal is vital terrain for whoever owns this thing. And the Pan American Highway, which goes right over it with a bridge, is also a vital artery. So you've got two vital arteries passing right through
here in
Panama.
Would you say, Michael, from what you saw, that the ships are backed up unusually, or is this what traffic looks like all the time? Because you told me that they were having to carry smaller loads. Does that make more shipping or less or fewer ships?
Fewer ships still. Yep, it's backed up. Now, I've had to go with what people here have told me, that, you know, monitor the canal, and they, you know, it's backed up more than normal. I don't know if it's reached some historical level or not. Of course, I just left the jungle. I was down in the Darien Gap watching a different flow of the migrants, aliens coming through from all over the world. But the Panama Canal is another vital piece of terrain that's being, you know, it's in danger, actually. I hope it continues to work. We all hope it continues to work and doesn't, and the salinity doesn't cut off this nice water that's coming out of the taps here that we can drink in Panama City.
When they say there's not enough rain for the canal, that means the water doesn't, they're not able to bring the water levels up in the locks. I'm trying to understand, because Madden Lake had a lot of water in it. So when they say that we need rain for it to carry a full load, that means that the ships are coming into those locks and they fill them with water. They can only fill them so far. Is that what you've observed?
Yep, and that's why some of the ships are coming through with lighter loads. And also, keeping in mind, they opened another canal, right? So the other canal is taking a lot of water, and, you know, increased shipping because of world trade has also brought more ships in. So there's just not enough water. And so, of course, it's an El Nino year, too, so we can't discount that. That's very important.
What you've learned in Panama City, does the city look prosperous? Does it look healthy? Are people moving around freely during the day and shopping? What have you observed, Michael?
Well, funny you should ask. About 45 minutes ago, I was in Albrook Mall. And Albrook Mall is the biggest mall in Central America. And there's a lot of shops that are closed. I mean, a huge amount. I don't know what percentage it is, but it's if you come to Albrook Mall, you're going to see a great number of shops that are closed.
The state of Panama depends upon the fees for the Panama Canal. Is there some sense that those fees have fallen off? I'm trying to figure out how this drought is affecting the economy of Panama.
You know, again, I haven't focused as much on the canal as I have been on the aliens down in the Darien Gap, but I know that it's definitely affecting the economy. I have some meetings set up over the next few days in town here in Panama City, because, you know, now that I'm out of the jungle, I'm focusing on the canal. I took yesterday, when I got that airplane arranged, I actually took up Colonel John Mills. He's a retired Army colonel. He's studying the canal. He's publishing something on it. I just took him around to different parts of the canal for the last few days, and Vandersteel. So I was taking, you know, we're studying this together. But then I'm going to head up to Costa Rica to study the migration flows. I do know that the Panamanian economy definitely is hurting. They've lost a lot of restaurants from the lockdowns, not just from the water in the canal. They did basically a terrible chemotherapy on themselves during the lockdowns in Panama during the COVID era were severe. I mean, this was like North Korea. I mean, this place was locked down no place in the United States. It was really locked down hard. It put thousands of people out of business.
So what you're observing is an economy that is fragile. Is that how you would characterize what you're seeing in Panama City?
It's definitely fragile. And so, you know, they're interestingly, the Imbara Indians down there are making a lot of money, or some of the villages are because of the larger economy is definitely hurting. I've been out talking with farmers. There's a lot of farmers can't afford the fertilizer now, the nitrogenous fertilizers, because of those prices. So some have actually just stopped farming.
Michael Yan, @Michael_Yan is how to follow Michael's reporting on Twitter and his other videos. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.